I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3.
Three.
We love some red dirt and some Jordan Spieth.
T.
He's
oh,
the Spieth. J-U-B.
B.
I don't know what you've heard about G.
G.
But he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3.
Three.
He loves fajitas and some UNT.
T.
He's the afternoon J-U-B.
B.
That's right. 2:38. Sweet spot. It's a Tuesday, and it's our weekly check-in with the commander. One of our morning musers, our men of courage, it is George International Chirp Chirp Dunham. Giorgio.
Sweet spot.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. How my seam head's doing today?
We're good. I'm anticipating a lot of golf tomorrow. I'm trying to get my head right with
so
golf
great.
For the April Fool's Open. And I kind of wanted to start there with you. Who's got your eye, George? Who's on your big board?
You know, I mentioned this morning, I have two players that I'm really keeping an eye on. David Mino.
Athlete. It's a hot name.
Hand-eye coordination.
I was an athlete like 20 years ago.
Competitor. I think he's got
question
a competitive.
Yeah.
And my other one is Davey Lane, hockey player. Hockey seems to translate to golf.
Davey
may be an interesting, just kind of unknown, and just out of nowhere walks up there and wins it tomorrow.
Davey was a force in Charity Challenge back in the day on ice.
Yeah.
He was a goal
scorer. And that's what makes me think he can, you know, the key to the April Fool's Open is Ham knows. It's not the amount of great shots you hit. It's just don't hit ridiculous shots and don't whiff.
I think Jack Nicklaus said that.
And if
you know the rules is also up there.
Knowing the rules, yeah, like Ham should have taken a drop. There's no way he would have had a 33 or whatever it was on the par 5 last year. Had he just taken a drop and not tried to hit it out of a swamp.
Well, he's got Tyler on his back this year. So
because he got kicked out.
There's some guidance that
for steroids.
Yeah, that was so suspicious last year. I don't know about Tyler. But I think I could see Mino kind of playing that role this year. Just a guy who's, you know, confident in his athletic abilities. And he walks right out there and plays okay.
I'm confident. I'm not going to be overconfident and say I'm going to win it. But I will say the knock on me going into tomorrow, I do have a great caddy. David Hulse is going to be my caddy. But my downfall last year was he brought a bucket of Fireball out to the course. So
oh, no.
He might be force-feeding me Fireball shots again.
Might help.
And it kind of gave me a second wind by the par 5.
Swing grease?
Yeah. So we got
nothing wrong with swing grease. I can attest to that. I love swing grease.
The returners are me, Matt Birmingham. I think Baldy's first time. Yeah. Elf is back, and he only plays golf like once every 4 months.
Get
so
up!
He's eligible. And EA. So I want to know, who do you think will finish last this year? That's the big question.
EA.
Of course.
He's been pretty confident from what I've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just you wait. We have audio proof. We'll get to it later.
Yeah, I think he's going to get last. Or Deddy.
Man,
Deddy's a new
I think Deddy might
too.
Surprise some people.
Deddy's persistent, if nothing else.
Yes.
Who's
yes,
his caddy?
Man, I heard it today and I can't remember it. I try to block out all of our conversations.
It's not some poor girl on Twitter, right?
Does he come into the
right?
studio?
I'm like a girl on Twitter. I try to block him every day.
Is he in the studio with you guys as much as he was with us
on Twitter
a few weeks ago? Nothing wrong with it. It's just
no,
Fernando
wrong
wasn't.
With it.
Just different than Fernando.
Fernando mastered the talk back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about Deddy. He may have played more golf than we think.
Yeah. There's probably a lot
he could
we don't
be a
know
wild card.
The hardline wanted to put Peyton Yeager on his bag.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine?
Could he walk around?
Not without the part of his pants sticking to his legs.
He's got to untouch his shirt.
In the golf cart the whole time.
Hey, has anyone been keeping
track? Let me get my forward.
Is he still really horny on Twitter?
Well, let's
you don't
take
even
a look.
Need to put the on Twitter qualifier.
Yeah,
on the
just
thing.
In general, it's his essence.
I think by retweeting all of Peyton Yeager's whatever it is, request of whatever that contest is that she's in, I don't know. But I see Daddy retweeting it like three times a day.
Yeah,
so.
Daddy's treating that like an old election in the 1700s, where he's pointing pistols at people and making them vote.
Hear ye,
it.
Hear ye. Please get out and vote.
The
yes.
Game.
Yeah.
Well, they're both Longhorns, so they're
yeah, maybe that's
in common.
It.
Poor Daddy.
Yeah.
Let's lay off Daddy. Watch him win tomorrow.
He
I'm
might.
Saying, he might be a sleeper.
Yeah, but I don't see yeah, Jamal he Charles could be. Helping out Peyton Yeager like Daddy is.
That's true.
Wait, someone told me who was caddy, and it's. I was like, wow, they're coming out? I can't remember who it was.
Eli?
I think... No, some okay. Wait, yeah, Eli is on with Daddy, but someone's caddying for Elf. That's,
Tony Casillas.
Oh yeah,
yes. Right okay, there. Okay. Number I knew 75. There was a sports tie-in. Yeah,
he pulled him out from underneath the rock.
A Super Bowl winner. That's the first time we've had one of those involved in the April Fool's Open.
So we have a Sooner and a Longhorn together.
Casillas yeah, how about
and
that?
Daddy.
Interesting.
Who would you take in that matchup if? Things went sideways and they started brawling.
That's the dead. Could, I'll take 75 would, and not even think about
could
it.
Could Daddy get a yard against Tony Casillas?
No.
Right now.
No.
Yeah, let's scrimmage gosh, tomorrow we while that. We're at it just to see if Daddy could get a yard on Tony Casillas.
Like an Oklahoma drill?
Okay.
Maybe yes, as I just said.
Or bull in the ring.
So we got Daddy at running back. I'll block yeah. for Daddy. Ham can be on the other side of me, and then Tony Casillas can
oh,
play
gosh.
Linebacker.
That's like the old line Jerry used to play with. Ham's on the line.
Or Ham can be on the – yeah, Ham can block me. I got
185-pound guard. Yeah.
Ham's trying to cut somebody.
Yeah, imagine Ham trying to block yeah. Fletcher Cox just getting destroyed. So I have a hypothetical for you guys. April Fool's Open related.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Who would you say, George, is the best golfer up here at the ticket? Is it Corby?
Probably. He plays more than I do now. I used to have that claim, but I don't think I can. Or the guys on Saturday morning are really good now. Eli's really
yeah,
good.
Okay, let's say Eli. Who would win okay. if you put Eli up against the seven of them getting to play best ball?
Eli.
Us?
Yeah.
Like oh, he would smoke us. Yeah. We've
yeah,
never
I
played
think Eli,
before.
Yeah, you guys, I mean, would have – I think the best score y'all could have each hole would be bogey. So, and Eli's a good player.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's
so, yeah,
bogey,
he'd have to give you some
golfer, right? Is he
Eli?
A scratch golfer? Yeah.
He's pretty close, yeah. I think he's like close. Maybe a 3 handicap or something like that. I don't know. It sounds like every time he plays, he shoots in the 70s, so that's really good.
So I brought up yesterday with Ham, because no offense, Ham, but he didn't do that well last year, and he hasn't played again. So he might lose this year. I kind of wonder how much Ham would have to play to win the April Fool's Open.
Remember, though, like we're going to put a box of tenders in the clubhouse this year as a carrot for him to finally do better.
Like, if we gave Ham a golf lesson once a month for 12 months... Would he win?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he would.
Ham is coordinated.
I think so too.
He is. And
he
who
plays
knows
drums.
He's another dark horse. Maybe Ham just jumps up tomorrow and I don't know, breaks a course record and shoots like 15 or something.
I did notice Hank Haney text him earlier, but I didn't think much of it.
It's like, who's Hank H?
Yeah.
Hank Hill?
Yeah, Hank Hill.
Ham and Ham?
That would be the most Ham bit of all time if he's just been practicing all year and he was throwing the tournament the past 2 years and just...
playing the long game and then
kicks
tomorrow he
ass.
Literally plays a long game and shoots 3 under.
Yeah, he's actually left-handed
with a drumstick
like, well,
and a putter.
Time to play from the right side.
That would be great. I always root for Ham. It would be awesome if Ham won this tomorrow.
George, would you play in a ticket basketball game if we did the... Because we're kind of
yeah,
talking
heard,
about
who'd
the...
Who'd y'all have us playing earlier?
We need
competition.
Church team.
It doesn't
yeah,
matter.
Like a high school girls team or an We can't play an AAU team because they would smoke us. Man.
I know, like, age sixth is grade, a factor, but
seventh grade.
Come on.
Just anybody. We want to do something competitive.
I think I better coach. I want to pull something.
What's your coaching style? You're going to be
just roll the ball out. Yeah,
yeah, you can sequence out
there.
We're
going to be pretty freewheeling. Yeah, I'm going to be very mulky like. Yeah,
throwing.
I'm going to dog cuss everyone and wear feathers.
You'll be hurling homophobic slurs at us. Like, where's that coming from?
It was just a peaceful protest.
Yeah.
Just go.
I'm going to tell him. I'm going to ask him why he dresses like a girl and stuff like that. And...
Batman, huh?
What are you, little Gaylord?
Gay! Who are we going to play? Because, again, a ticket team, even if we get Mino and some of the, you know, not younger dudes involved, if you're talking, if we're playing dudes, you're probably going to have to go down to seventh grade before we get us a W.
Is basketball?
Yeah, is basketball the...
Yeah.
Is that the game where we'd stand the biggest chance, or would we get smoked the most in basketball? I'm throwing football out of the equation.
Yeah.
We're not
yeah,
playing football's
football. Out. I'm just soccer saying, like, is out. Soccer. Come
soccer.
On.
I'm saying basketball. Soccer, baseball.
Well, we did beat a college softball team.
Yeah, softball.
And
we were pretty good.
Yeah, we won 3-2 and didn't make an error, play. Which was stunning.
Yeah, that was amazing.
That might bring
that
back.
Okay.
That's probably the high water mark.
Yeah, I think that was.
Quarter. Say again?
Heck yeah.
Joe at third?
Yeah, well.
Play again.
We'll hide him.
Third base coach.
Yeah.
Do we have that on video, Joe Lecce's throw from deep in the hole at short?
I think it's
Elf
out,
alleges
yeah.
that he has a copy of that whole game.
Right there!
I believe Elf.
That's
he has
the most
everything.
Angry I've ever seen Junior in my life.
After Lecce threw it, and then Craig got out there, and he let one go right between the wickets.
I'm going to text Elf, see if he can find that. We got to have it.
We need to have, like, a screening of that some night.
Absolutely. Seriously, that is a... Is that not the most amazing throw you've ever seen on a softball or baseball field? I mean, that was worse than Fauci or 50 Cent or anybody.
Sister Jean.
Yeah,
throwing out the first pitch.
Striking out Javi.
Which Corby thought was real.
Hey, by the way, Seamheads,
yeah.
Did you see my first pitch last week at Woodrow Wilson?
Dude, that was incredible.
Yeah.
It had some movement on it.
Yeah.
The mitt
didn't
did not
move
even move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that a two-seam or a four-seam?
That would have
it looked like a
two-seamer.
I think it was a two-seamer, yeah. I don't know. I got a little scared right before I threw it.
Had a little arm side run.
And I can remember how I gripped it, but yeah, I thought it was semi-impressive.
And I like how you just kind of walked off the field right afterwards. Like, yep, I'm done.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah,
just walk to the umpire and have him check your hands
and
your glove.
Brought me in to face one batter. Got him. Out.
Were you nervous?
Not until, like, the second before I threw it. I had all sorts of, like, bad thoughts of, what if I do throw this really...
What if I fart?
And a wheels off.
You just rip
shouldn't
one.
Have had fajitas tonight.
Second baseman passes out.
Well, it's...
Oh, no. Well, Jubb, I'll try not to let you down if you take me to Calcutta.
Mino, Ham, I'm rooting for both of you. I hope you all do great tomorrow.
And we'll see you out there tomorrow. I'm sure we'll get
I'll
some good
I'll be the guy with the ranch water and the cigar behind the par four.
Hell yeah.
A tradition unlike any other.
Unlike any other.
There he goes.
Bye, Jubb.
That's all right,
afternoon,
Jubb, every Tuesday, 2:35.